The Republican governor of Kansas is locked in a tougher-than-expected battle for re-election for doing exactly what he promised to do, cut taxes. Despite being in one of the reddest of red states, there's mounting evidence that the tax cuts Sam Brownback championed are creating a budget crisis and not stimulating the Kansas economy as promised. That has prompted some in the state's moderate Republican establishment to do the unthinkable. Jim McLean of Kansas Public Radio has the story.
Sam Brownback left the U.S. Senate to run for governor and demonstrate that he could use conservative policies to reverse decades of population and economic decline in his home state. He easily won the 2010 race and immediately began implementing and promoting what he calls his red state model. Here's Brownback touting it in a recent interview with the Heritage Foundation.
You got really two models developing. You got this red state model and blue state model. And one of these models is going to end up winning out, and that model is going to go, I think, nationwide. And I really hope it's the red state, lower taxes, less government, more freedom model.
Tax cuts are the most important part of the red state model. Brownback argues that lowering and eventually eliminating state income taxes will make Kansas a top choice for entrepreneurs and job creators. His efforts to sell his model as a path forward for other states caught the attention of researcher Michael Leachman at the nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
The tax cuts that Kansas implemented a couple of years ago and took effect at the beginning of 2013 were one of the biggest state tax cuts in history. And now a number of other states are pointing to Kansas as a model for how you can use these very large tax cuts to promote economic growth.
But so far, Leachman says, following Kansas's lead may not be a good idea. The tax cuts haven't generated anything close to the economic shot of adrenaline that Governor Brownback promised.
There's no evidence of any boost to the state's economy. Kansas's job growth since the tax cuts took effect is actually a little slower than job growth has been nationally.
If a lack of immediate results was all that Sam Brownback had to worry about, he could appeal for patience. But there's mounting evidence that his tax cuts are largely responsible for a sudden and sharp drop in state revenues. Senate Democratic Leader Anthony Hensley says if the trend continues, the state will quickly burn through its cash reserves, forcing legislators to deal with a burgeoning budget crisis when they return to Topeka in January.
I think the governor is in a serious state of denial right now about the fiscal condition of the state.
The specter of cutting funding for schools, universities, and a popular highway program by hundreds of millions of dollars is political fodder for House Minority Leader Paul Davis, Brownback's likely Democratic opponent in the fall. One recent poll shows Davis leading Brownback by 6 points. That has spurred some moderate Republicans to do something quite unexpected. Just last week, more than 100 of them, all current or former elected officials, endorsed Democrat Paul Davis. Former Senator Wint Winter Jr. helped organize the uprising.
We are all Republicans, but we will always be Kansans first. We stand today united in the belief that under the current Republican governor, Kansas is going in the wrong direction.
But Brownback isn't backing down, and he insists his tax cuts are starting to work. At a recent campaign rally, he cited a conversation he had with the owner of a delivery business.
He looks at me and says, Hey, you're the governor, right? Yeah, yeah. That tax deal that you did, that's really helped my little small business out. And I said, oh, good, good. What are you going to do with the money? He said, well, I'm looking this fall at buying another truck and hiring another guy to run the truck.
Whether voters give Brownback and his economic experiment more time could depend on just how much worse or better the state's fiscal problems get between now and November. For NPR News, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.